Yo, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just watching your cooking show on TV. I love it. It's my new favorite show.
Cool in the gang, baby.
All right. Cool. Let's touch quickly on this life of yours. By the way, I loved watching your reality show, too. I wish that was still going.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We may do it again. We may not. You know, I don't know. My kids was a little, you know, it didn't go exactly the way they wanted to go and the way they planned it. It didn't go the way I wanted it to go either, you know. They made us look good, but they made us look bad at the same time, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, how long have you been cooking? I mean, you did have a big kitchen in that reality show.
But you don't know me, man. I'm Coolio with the flow of the neighborhood. Get it with Dr. Superhero. Diamond go toe to toe with Hank Finger Joe. You ain't cooking with fire. You ain't cooking with grease. You cooking with Coolio. And I am the ghetto gourmet. I've been cooking, man, since I was like 9 years old. You know, I was one of those gifted children. You know, I was real smart, and, you know, I got straight A's in school. I was in all the gifted classes and all that. Well, that was enough for my mother to make me do everything. I learned how to wash my own clothes. You know, I learned how to sew a little bit and how to cook. And, man, I was doing everything by the time I was 12, man. I was completely domesticated.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Let me see, man. You don't hear that?
What is that?
You don't hear all those chickens and turkeys lined up at my door squawking? They out there fighting each other trying to get into the pot, homie. I could do wonders with a chicken. I could turn the chicken wing, you know, the little part with the tip on it?
Yeah.
I could take that and a loaf of bread and some red wine to turn it into filet mignon. Yeah, man. They out there. You know, my neighbors is calling the police on me and everything. Man, every day these chickens lining up at my door, man, trying to get in the pot, man. And they ain't foster farm chickens either.
Okay, who should pick up your book, by the way? Everybody, right?
Every man. I'm gonna tell you. This is. I'm gonna tell you something real.
Okay.
Really real. It's a laugh out loud read. You will be reading it and you will start cracking up. But at the same time, it is very practical. It's an easy read, and you will get some good tasting recipes out there. If you're the experienced cook or the beginning cook, it can do something, a little bit of something for everybody. And I think that it's something that's got to be stuffed in the stocking this Christmas.
How are your rapper friends taking it with this? Are they harassing you at all?
I don't really got no rapper friends.
You don't? You know,
I hang out with Snoop Dogg sometime. I hang out with Tretch from Naughty by Nature sometime, and I run into everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks this is a cool thing, man. You know, everybody would love to be as good a cook as me. I'm only vain about a few things, you know. I only know how to do about six things really well. Cooking is one, rapping is another one, and, you know, some other things that we don't want to talk about live on the air.
Hey, great having you on the show, Coolio. Thank you very much.
No problem, man. Go get that cookbook, 5-star meals at a 1-star price, cooking with Coolio. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I am the C-double. Y'all, I'm up in trouble.